I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I've got Ayobe here. Ayobe, good evening to you. How are you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good to see you. Ayobe will be talking about the role of the police and security agents in the elections, yes?
Yes, indeed, we are.
Okay.
And to help us, good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, everybody. And to help us discuss what the role of the police is in preserving or securing the integrity of elections in Nigeria, we're very pleased to have with us Superintendent of Police, Benjamin Hudain. He is the force, the Nigeria Police Force Lagos Command Public Relations Officer. And welcome to the show, SP.
Thank you very much for having me on the show today. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. So I think that, you know, at IDEAS, our mantra is integrity, democracy, ethics and accountability. And so I thought that, that listeners might want to hear, what is the role of the Nigeria Police? What is it that you're really aiming at in the Nigeria Police when you set out to police elections in Nigeria?
Yes, our major goal is to ensure that at the end of the day, the election is deemed to be free, fair, and credible. And that can only happen when there is an atmosphere of security. So all we intend to do is provide security so that the ultimate goal of having a free, fair and credible election would be achieved.
Okay. Now, of course, you are the spokesperson for the Lagos Command, but we know that the nation itself faces a lot of security challenges. And what we've observed is that when we've had elections in the past, particularly these off-cycle governorship elections, that the Nigeria Police Force and the security agencies in general have put down a really heavy security blanket for those elections. Now, the most recent ones were in Ekiti and Osun states. And now that we are coming up to the an election which is going to be taking place all over the Federation, are we going to have enough security personnel for this particular for these elections, given that they're taking place at the same time all over the country, and so you can't have the you can't have the kind of blanket presence that you had for individual elections?
Yes, this time around we already constituted a committee called the Interagency Consultative Committee on Election Security. And this committee is headed by INEC, but has all government security agencies on board. So it's not just the police or DSS and civil defense and the military. We even have immigration, customs, correctional service. So everybody, all hands will be on deck. And, and beyond that, we're going to be relying also on operational resources. So in a case where you would need like 100 policemen to quell a riot, once you have a water cannon truck, it will do the job of 100 policemen. It will spray water on people to disperse them. So I'm saying that where we have shortage of men, we are going to be using our operational resources. But by and large, we are confident that election security this year would go hitch-free.
Okay. Well, we know that Lagos State doesn't face quite the same kind of challenges that some other states do. But nonetheless, there were disturbances last year, last time we had elections. And I wonder, because we have, even though we're going to have a lot of police and other security agencies on duty, we some of them are going to be on specific election duty, and some of them are going to be on duty on election day. Can you distinguish between an officer who is on election duty and a police officer who is on duty on that day? We all, I think, by now are aware of the fact that a police officer on election duty is not supposed to be armed. But what are the other differences? Is there a different training? Is there a different are different expectations of them?
Of course. Every police officer in batches have been made to undergo training on the Electoral Act. So that, because basically on election day, there's going to be restriction of movement. So basically, the only policing duty, well, not the only, but the major policing duty that day would be election duty. Of course, there will still be police officers in the police station in case something goes wrong, there is a crime somewhere. But basically, everybody is going to be on election duty. And those that will be at the polling units will not be armed.
Mm-hmm.
It is wrong to say all police officers on election duty won't be armed. Some police officers will be on election duty and will be armed.
Okay.
The only ones that will be armed are the ones that will be at the polling units. The armed ones will be a bit far away so that they can be called in when the need arises. And for every security agent that will be on election duty, there will be this election duty tag worn around their neck. Mm-hmm. So you could tell that, oh, this is for election duty. Maybe those at the station would not have that. But majority of our officers will be on election duty that day. All hands will be on deck.
Okay, so the reality is that you can be an armed police officer and be on election duty, but you will not be one of those who is assigned to a polling unit or a polling station.
Exactly, perfectly said.
And then so members of the public can also turn to you in case of any difficulty at the polling.
Definitely. The officers at the polling units would be able to beckon on the armed officers that are 1 or 2 kilometers away to come in when their expertise is needed.
Okay. Now, during my time at the Police Service Commission, we worked together with the police and came up with a code of conduct for police officers on election duty. And I wonder whether there is still a code of conduct for police officers and whether it's been updated in the light of the Election Act.
Yes. We just got a large consignment of the edited code of conduct from the publishers. We just received a large consignment, and we've got our share in Lagos State Police Command, and we've also started onward distribution to all area commands and divisions. So yes, we have the code of conduct, the edited one, the updated one. Yes, that's what I was looking for, the updated code of conduct. And I have a copy too. Everybody's going through it. Mm-hmm. We can't afford to get it wrong this time around.
So because as I said, what we're looking at to see is that what is the role of the police in ensuring the integrity of our elections? And is there any particular part of the code of conduct that you would say helps to do that, or is it to be taken as a whole?
Well, the code of conduct, the booklet says code of conduct for police officers and other security agents on election duty. Mm-hmm. So it's a comprehensive one. It's more general in view. But individually, we all know our respective mandates. We know that when it comes to vote buying, the EFCC will be playing a very crucial role. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to general security, snatching of ballot boxes and all of that, the police and other security agencies will be there. The DSSC will be there to gather information, intelligence, and pass them across to other agencies. So the code of conduct is more like a general booklet to give a general overview of how security agents should behave on election day.
Okay. Members of the public, as I said, are looking to see, are the police going to be a neutral umpire or how they're going to behave? And you said that since we can't afford to get it wrong this time, the police is there to ensure that the environment is secure. Is there any situation in which because we've seen situations where some public officers, elected public officers, who have their own security detail, do come to the polling station, and because the whole idea of having police officers on election duty unarmed is so that the voting public will feel completely free and under no kind of threat when it comes to voting.
Well, for government officials that have security appraisals attached to them, They too have been made to understand that even if their security officers would be with them on election day, they cannot be armed at the polling units. So the last election, we enforced that, so that shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. If they are coming with armed men, as they approach the polling units, the armed men have to stay back. no armed man would be allowed around the polling unit. So I can assure you that that wouldn't be a problem. Don't forget that we have observers, we have European observers. Mm-hmm. They're already in the country. They've been to the Lagos State Police Command. We know them. Mm-hmm. And there are other accredited observers. So everybody is there to see what's going on. So I can assure you that no armed man, either being on election duty or attached to a politician or government official, would be allowed around the polling unit.
Okay. Well, I've been on election observation and election monitoring duty myself, so I can say that it is it's not just the Europeans. I've been on election, even for the Police Service Commission. So I think that the public, perhaps I think what they want to hear is that the police is not there to ensure the election of any particular person. That they are there just to ensure that everything goes according to the rules of the election game.
Well, that's a fact. On election day, during election duty, we don't know who's the ruling party or who's the opposition party. All we know is that things will be done accordingly, and anybody who breaks the law will be arrested and dealt with in accordance with the law, irrespective of their party. So we are going to be an unbiased umpire that day during election duty.
An unbiased umpire. And in general, the Nigeria police, I suppose, are there if even the polling officer discovers somebody who is also trying to breach the electoral code, whether it is by masquerading or impersonating somebody or doing some of the things that INEC have already said will result in arrest. For example, coming with a non-official permanent voter's card and trying to vote.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that question.
Well, I'm wondering to the extent to which a police officer on election duty is also expected to carry out arrests at the instance of the polling officers.
Yes, everybody will be working hand in hand. Everybody will be working hand in hand. And so where it is identified that this person has flouted or violated any electoral law, yes, the attention of security agents there would be called. And there's going to be an election control room, joint monitoring room, control room, and emergency numbers will be rolled out. So you don't even have to tell the police officer out there. You can, as a citizen, call in any of those complaint lines to say, oh, something is going on at ward ABC. Mm-hmm. And the monitoring team that would also be available can visit that place to see what's happening. So it's going to be a robust election security that will be happening.
Okay. And lastly, I've also been involved in election petitions, and I do remember that this is a long time ago, mind you, in Plateau State, but one of the features of the